你收到一些问题，所以已经有很多问题。可是，假如时间还有问题的话，我这还有一些愿意要的话，可以再拿一份看。I have already gotten some questions for this afternoon, but if somebody has another one, please hurry and give it to me. 第一个问题是，大概是给这个魏医生的。说根据 Minnesota Crime Commission 说，婴孩是自私和自我中心，有犯罪的倾向，完全符合圣经所说的。这是否意味说，等婴孩夭折了是入地狱呢？The question says, according to Minnesota Crime Commission, babies are selfish and self-centered and has the tendency to sin. And this is entirely harmonious with what the Bible says. So does this mean that when the baby dies, he'll go into hell? I think that's for you, Dr. West.
Well, that's a very good question, really, and a very difficult question.
这是一个很好的问题，也是一个很困难的问题。
And I usually go back to the question that answering a question with another question.
我常常是用一个问题来回答一个问题。
And the question comes from the Word of God, which says, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do the right thing?"
在圣经里面有说，
The judge of the earth, will he not do the
审
right?
判世界的审判者，他是不是不会做，是不是不做不公正的事呢？
And so we are given to understand that God gives righteous judgment.
所以我们相信神会做公正的审判。
He will do the right thing, and we don't have to worry about his judgments.
他会做正确的事，所以我们不需要担心。
So I'm under the general impression that the genes of Adam were dislocated when he ate that piece of fruit.
所以我相信，在当亚当吃了那个苹果的时候，他这个遗传因素就已经改变了。
And all of his generations on down have been affected by that genetic change.
所以所有他的后裔都已经受了影响。
But God, through his gracious goodness in sending his son, has made it possible for a relocation, a change back to the original position.
但是神的恩典却是预备了，他的儿子来到我们世上，让人能够回到原来的地位。
And that leaves us with the big question: what about the innocent children who have never heard or had ability to choose because they were too young?
所以问题就是说，有些人，有些无辜的婴儿，他们没有办法，没有机会选择，那么他们是有什么样的在什么样的情况？
It's very hard in the scripture to back up the teaching definitely that those children will be saved.
在圣经里面没有很明确地告诉我们说这些婴孩是得救的。
There are some scriptures that seem to indicate that they will be.
有一些圣经好像是说他们会得救。
Remember, David was praying to God that God would spare that little baby that was born illegitimately.
你记得大卫王他向神祷告，当他那个私生的儿子，生病的时候
，the baby died.
那个儿子结果死掉。
David then said, "That baby cannot come back to me."
大卫说："他说那个孩子我再不会得到他了。
But I will go to be with him.
但是我要到他去的地方。
And so there are indications in the scripture that that children who have not had a chance in age to make a decision will know the mercy and the grace of God.
所以有这些可以告诉我们，可能这些小孩他没有机会做选择的，也会享受到神的恩典。
Brother Moses, would you like to help me out?
杨牧师，你要不要补充一下？
在我个人的意见，我认为说，在新约的救恩是建立在信仰这个信心接受的这件事上。那么婴孩呢，生下来的时候，若是说夭折的话，那么当然就是说他根本没有到那个选择或者明白的一种的程度的话，我相信在圣经的从神的慈爱来看，应该是得救，因为他不懂得怎么做接受啊，不要说要求他是相信耶稣啊，他连父母亲都不认识的。所以我觉得神的公义里面呢，我相信神会拯救那些婴孩，若是他们还不认识了解他们自己或者罪的观念的话，相信他们是得救的啊。我相信这个Dr. West 的意见也是相同，就是相信神是公义的，不会让因为小孩子他们没有这个信仰的话，他们就下地去。
I agree with Dr. West that even though the children do not have a chance to make a judgment, that God is just, that he will do the right thing. And that even though in the New Testament, salvation comes by faith, but since the children do not really have a choice, they can't recognize God, nor can they recognize their parents. So God would probably have some special way for the children.
There's one comforting passage in the Gospels where the Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is made up of children.
有一个很得我们很得安慰的一段经文，就是在圣经里面，耶稣说在天国里的要像小孩一样。
You know, the disciples said, oh, they're too small, they're too young, they can't understand, keep them away from the Lord.
那些使徒们，你记得他们说，他们这么小，他们太年轻，他们不会懂得，所以把他们不要让他们来打扰耶稣。
And so I think it's very, very comforting that the Lord gave us that impression that he wants and likes and loves all the little children.
所以我们想我们很得安慰，因为耶稣给我们的印象是他欢喜小孩来，他要小孩到他面前来。
Forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
不要禁止他们，因为在天国里就是像这样的小孩。这个问题大概是给杨牧师。耶稣是女人的后裔，但最初犯罪的是夏娃。可以说女人的后裔没有罪的遗传。The question is, Jesus is the seed of the woman, but the first one who sinned was Eve. So how can you say that the seed of the woman does not have the consequence of sin or have the heritage of sin.
那个问题问得很好，第一次我听到这样问法。
It's a very good question. The first time I heard about this question.
问题是说，这个上帝的原则跟我们人的原则不同的。
The problem is that God's principle is different than our principle.
这个上帝是算亚当不是算夏娃，所以在罗马书里面说在亚当里众人就死了，他不讲说在夏娃里众人就死了。
Because God regards Adam and not Eve. So in Romans it says in Adam we have all sin or we have all died, not in Eve that we have all died.
当夏娃吃那个禁果的时候，
So when Eve ate that apple or that fruit,
那么这个夏娃的眼睛没有明亮，还没有打开的。
Eve's eyes were not open.
一直到亚当吃了这个话呢， 两个人才明亮才看见。
Not until Adam ate the fruit, when both of their eyes were open.
所以呢，问题不在乎夏娃是亚当的问题。
So the problem is not in Eve, but in Adam.
所以旧约的亚当就是新约的基督，这样对照了。
So in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, the Adam in the Old Testament is like Jesus in the New Testament.
啊，我们知道这个教会是代表夏娃，对不对？我们早上讲了。
This morning we talk about, the church representing Eve.
那么我们知道教会是不完全，是有瑕疵的。
We know that the church is, not perfect. There is, blemishes.
但是教会的信仰的中心，基督，基督是完全，是绝对的，是可靠的。
But the faith of the church is perfect.
所以我们今天的责任呢，在信仰不是信在教会里面，或者是教会的某一个人身上，乃是教会所相信的基督身上。
So today, when we believe, we do not believe in the church or somebody in the church, but we believe Christ, who is the center of the church.
啊，所以呢，这个基督呢是最要紧的，所以呢，亚当是要紧，不是夏娃的问题。
So Christ is the important one, and in the same way, Adam is the important one. It's not the problem of Eve. Where does it say in the Bible that the number of ribs in Adam is one less than in Eve? 杨牧师，你要不要来？啊，
你可以。
OK, either one.
This is what you said.
这是你说。
Well, the Word of God says that he took from Adam and made Eve.
神的话说，他从亚当的肋骨啊，亚当身上拿出一个肋骨，创造夏娃。
There, I would like to answer this from a surgeon's point of view.
我想从一个一个
外科
医生的观点来回答这个问题。
Every rib is enclosed in a case, in a wrapping.
每一根肋骨是有东西包起来。
It's called the periosteum.
中国医生有没有在这儿
？The outside of the rib.
这就是。肋骨的外面。
When we open a chest to operate on the lungs, sometimes we have to take out one or two ribs.
当我们开肺开刀的时候，我们会要有时候把肋骨拿出一两条。
But what we do is we leave the wrapping and we just take out the bone.
我们所做的是把那个外面那个外表那个外皮呀、啊，留在那儿，只把骨头拿出来。
And something amazing happens.
有很奇妙的事情就发生。
In a year's time, they have grown a new rib.
一年以后啊，有新的骨头再长出来。
I mean that's common experience in modern medicine.
这是现代医学所常常经验的。
So I don't think Adam had any trouble at all.
所以我想亚当大概是没有什么问题，没有什么。亚牧师，你要不要加油？
我想刚才我讲早上讲的时候，就是说在当时拿出来的时候，我相信一定是少一根的了。加上去的话呢，那么两年之后他又加上来了。
What I said this morning, I meant that at the time when it happened, he had one less rib, but a couple years later, he may have the same number of ribs. The next couple questions.Are also related, so I'm going to read them together and then perhaps answer them. How do we know exactly God's plan in our marriage? I'm saying this as a foreign student in USA. The next questioner had two questions, two parts. I'm going to just look at the first one because we'll talk about the next one later. How do we know God's plan in our lives?这下面这两个问题是稍微有点连带关系。第一个说是我们怎么样知道神对于我们婚姻
有什么样的计划？我问这个问题是从一个外国学生在美国这个观点。第二个这个问题就是说，我们怎么知道神在我们生命上的计划？You want to take it first? 两问题。第一个是关于婚姻的，第二个是就是一般讲的神的。
关于婚姻的这个问题，很多人就是用创世纪神对亚当说的那句话，想应用在我们这个时代里面。
Regarding the marriage plans, many people use the story about, you know, God talking to Adam, creating Adam and Eve.
就是说这个亚当那个人呢，妒忌不好，所以他造了一个夏娃了。
So when God felt that Adam living alone is not good, so he created Eve.
所以有的人就相信说这个神的旨意啊是要我们结婚的，因为那句话的缘故。
So some people interpret that as saying that God's plan is for us to marry.
但是呢，实际上呢，并不是如此。
But actually, it's not necessarily so.
因为那个是对亚当个人的应许而已。
That is only the promise for Adam individually.
但是呢，从新约的时代来看的话。
But according to the New Testament,
我们看到很多的这个圣经里面的爱主的姊妹都没有结婚的。
We have seen a lot of sisters who love the Lord remain single.
啊，像玛利亚非常爱主，她也没有结婚。
Like Mary, she's very devoted.
那么，所以因为这个缘故呢，我们对这个时代里面讲到神在我们身上婚姻的问题，我们要特别小心一点。
So because of this, when we talk about marriage in this age and day.We need to be careful.
所以有的时候我们就无形当中就是好像给人一个观念，认为说，结婚才是神的旨意，不结婚不是神的旨意了。
So very often we give people the impression that you have to be in marriage in order to be in the plan of God, otherwise you will be out of the plan of God.
所以我相信呢，神会这个在我们祷告里面，他知道我们需要成就我们的心愿。
I believe that when God hears our prayer.He would like to fulfill our desire.
同时，保罗在新约里面给我们看到，有的人呢有独居的恩赐。
Also, you remember, in the New Testament, Paul talks about some people has the gift of remaining single.
所以呢，从这里就给我们看到，不是每一个人呢，都能够找到对象结婚的话，才是行在神的旨意里面，不是这样解释的。
So we can't say that everybody has to find the right person to marry, to be in the will of God.
不过我用一两分钟劝勉弟兄姊妹，因为我这几年在美国跟年轻人一起工作。
I like to spend a couple minutes to give you some advice because I've been working among Chinese in the United States.
我发现到很多的年轻人呢，初出的时候，神为他们预备机会给他们的。
I discovered very often at the beginning, God gave people opportunities.
我相信神曾经把夏娃摆在你面前，把亚当摆在你面前。
I believe sometimes God put an Eve or an Adam before you.
可能是我们自己的这个要求太高了，标准太高，把他们都赶走了。
It could be our expectation is too high, and that sort of drive them away.
也许我们对真理的认识不够清楚，我们所要求的是某一种的人，那么我们忽略了神的旨意，结果我们就失去了机会了。
Because maybe sometimes we don't really understand fully the truth, so we have certain standards, and that causes us to lose the opportunity.
我想对这些问题比较仔细的话，还是要个人谈的。当面这样大众不太容易谈。
This is an important question. If we have to discuss it in detail, probably ought to do it face to face.
我觉得在找对象这方面也应该有属灵的智慧了。
We need the spiritual wisdom in this particular area.
我们要祷告，也求神给我们智慧。
We ought to pray and ask for wisdom.
同时还要抓住机会。
And we have to grasp the opportunity.
同时呢，我们的眼光不能太高的。
Cannot set our sights too high.
我想，若是要更清楚的话，希望弟兄姊妹我们个别谈好了。
If you have further questions on this, please come in and see me personally.
I have a solution to the problem.
我对这个问题有一个答案。
You have the Midwest Bible Conference Association.
我们这有中西部联会。
You have Chinese Gospel Team Associations.
我们有这个
中国
to preach 传福音的
传福音的这个布道队。
So why don't you form a computer service for matchmaking?
我们为什么不能用电脑来这个安排婚姻的事情？
I would like to seriously though address how we can find out the will of God for our lives.
可是我希望很严肃的讨论这个问题，就是我们怎么样知道神在我们身上的。
Because all of us must answer this question about our work and our marriage and our future many times a day.
因为每一天我们很多次都愿意知道这些问题的解答，我们的婚姻问题，我们的这个工作问题。
Is this God's perfect will for my life?
这是不是神在我生命里面最完全的旨意？
I would suggest 5 tests.
我建议有五个考验。
And the first test that we have to apply on all questions is it in the Word of God, and does God's Word permit my decision?
我们第一个要考验的就是这件事情是不是在神的话里面是允许我们的，是准许我们的。
I cannot go out and kill my, for instance, my enemy.
我不能出去就把我的敌人杀掉。
And there are many things that are prohibited by the Word of God, and that's basic and absolutely number one.
有很多事情是圣经所不允许的，那个是最基本的。我们第一个问题就是要找出来是不是神允许我们这样。
And then the Lord invites us to pray.
然后第二，神主邀请我们去祷告。
And so we should learn how to personally be in touch with God.
所以我们应该学习怎么样个人的与神有交通。
Knock and it shall be opened to you.
你敲门的就必给你开门。
But then there are some other spiritual principles of ascertaining, and that has to do with the local fellowship of believers.
啊，那另外还有一些其他属灵的这个原则，那就是有关于当地的属灵的团契。
And the Lord says, if two of you shall agree, at least two, then things will happen from heaven.
神说，如果两个人同意。至少有两个人同意。
It's important.
就有些事情可能会发生。
It's important that we learn to function as part of the body of Christ.
我们应该注重怎么样像基督的肢体一样彼此合作。
And if you have a serious decision in your life, you should be able and willing to share it with your trusted friends in the Lord.
如果你有个很严重的问题和很严重的决定要达到一个解决的话，应该你会同意去跟你的所信得过的基督徒的朋友分享。
In Acts we read about Paul and Barnabas who were praying with other leaders in the church.
你记得在《使徒行传》，保罗跟巴拿巴。和其他的基督徒一块儿祷告。
And as they fasted and as they prayed, the Spirit of God spoke to the group and said, "Separate those two men for my service other places."
当他们这个祷告跟禁食的时候，禁食祷告的时候，圣灵就把他们两个人分别出来，把巴拉巴跟扫罗分别出来。
I have had the experience that God sometimes speaks to me through my brothers.
所以我常常有一经验，就是神借着我的弟兄向我讲话。
But it means that I must be very open and transparent to my brothers.
所以这就意思说，我得向我的弟兄能够坦白，让他知道我的光景。
And I need to be able to pray and to fast with my brothers.
我应该能够和我的弟兄一同进食祷告。
So the first is the word of God.
所以第一个就是要看神的话。
And second is my own personal prayer life in asking the Lord.
第二件就是我个人祷告的生活。
And the third is the corporate prayer life of the assembly and trusted close friends in Christ.
第三样就是 教会肢体一同祷告，祷告一同这个能够彼此商量彼此合作。
And number four, I would say, would be the arrangement of circumstances.
第四样就是环境的这个安排。
Sometimes God opens doors.
有时候神打开特别一个门。
And sometimes God closes doors.
有时候神把那个门关上。
And the arrangement of ideal circumstance God uses to give us help in direction.
所以神常常会用这个环境来给我们一个指示，帮助我们。
And finally, I would put at the bottom of the list the test that most people would like to put at the top of the list.
最后我也想把最后的一个考验，有些人可能愿意把这个放在最先的一个考验。
But I think it's the least reliable of the tests.
不，我想这是最不可靠的一个考验。
And so I put it at the bottom.
所以我把它放在最后。
And that is, you have to be very careful of this one test.
你得很小心，对这一个考验得很小心。
是个人的影响，是感觉 ，your own personal feeling, and it's not very reliable.
我们个人的感觉是不大靠得住。
So you can use it, but you should probably keep it at point number five.
你可以用它，不过你要把它放在最后。
我常常收到一些电话，就是在查经班跟教会里面的年轻人谈论到这个问题。
I very often receive telephone from Bible study people from Bible study and other young people.
那么主要的就是这个婚姻的问题。
Most importantly, it's about marriage.
我觉得这个是相当实际，也是一个很严重的问题。
In the past few years, I give a certain advice.
就是说我希望弟兄姊妹在清楚神指示那一个人、这个人、那个人的时候，你应该祷告求神给你一个凭据。
So when I ask the brother and sister to do this, if they feel they know a certain person, then I would ask them to ask God for evidence for some evidence.
我没有办法在这里跟大家分享我们太多这经历，所以我希望弟兄姊妹特别注意，就是说，因为在婚姻的事上不能拖太长的时间的，不能说认识慢慢走一年、走两年、走到时间走完了，还不能成啊。
This is important because in the circumstance of marriage, you can't just delay it. You can't just one year, two years.
有的弟兄姊妹走了三年还不知道神的旨意。
Some people have gone for 3 years and not knowing God's will.
我觉得神不是让我们生活在这种混乱跟痛苦的情况底下。
God does not want us to live in confusion or
worry. 我跟弟兄姊妹讲，让他们祷告求神给他们凭据的。
So we ask the brothers and sisters to pray for a certain evidence.
那么非常的这个有效。
This is effective.
同时呢，也知道神的旨意。
And you also know the will of God.
所以我们最近这个夏天有三个年轻人结婚的。
So this summer there are three couples,
很特别的
getting married.
我不是鼓励你们这样做，不过我是告诉我们这个年轻人的一个特别现象。
It's very special. I'm not saying that you should do this, but this is something that happened.
有三对要结婚的，有两对啊是女孩子大过男孩子4岁。
Of the three couples, there are two couples where the girl is older than the boy by 3 or 4 years.
所以注意听，不是我鼓励你们这样做，不过呢，这是提醒的。
I'm not saying that you should do this, but this is what happened.
不过关于这个问题很复杂，不容易解，所以我希望弟兄姊妹，若是你要明白的话，也许我们个别谈，而且跟这个 Dr. Weiss 多谈一下，让我们来帮助解决一些年轻人这个实际问题。
Again, this is a complicated problem. So if you want more information or more detailed information, please talk to me or Dr. West.
I would like to give some advice to the brothers.
我想给一些弟兄们一些这个劝告。
I think what Brother Moses just said is very good advice.
刚刚杨牧师所说的是很好的劝告。
Medically, we know that the women live a little bit longer.
从医学的观点上说，我们知道女人比男人活得比较长一点。
So if you pick out a girl who's a little bit older, maybe you'll both
hang in there just about right.
所以你假设跟一个女孩子比较，你年纪稍微大一点的，你们可以共享这个生活比较长一点。
Okay, here are some questions that are all related again, and it's also an important question. First of all, first question is why I always cannot get the most from the Bible, since it's the Word of God. And the other one is, what suggestions do you have for edifying personal Bible study? What are good preparation methods for group Bible study? And which Christian author or commentaries did you find most beneficial to you as a young Christian? 这两个问题，这几个问题是有连带关系。第一个是就是关于这个读圣经的问题。第一个问题说为什么我不是总归常常能够从圣经里面得到最多。第二个问题说你有没有什么特别的建议，怎么样帮助我们个人查经？有什么特别的方法帮助我们？有什么特别的准备？帮助我们在小组查经。最后一个问题就是说是在你年轻的时候你发现有什么样的基督徒的作者或者是查经的这个解释对你最有帮助。
Well, I think we've all had the experience of opening up the Word of God and reading and not getting anything out of it.
我想我们都有这种经验，我们常常把神的话打开念了，可是得不到什么。
So that it's not an uncommon experience.
这不是一个很奇怪、很奇特的经验。
But I do believe that there is an answer for that problem.
但我相信在这一个问题上，我们有一个答案。
And I find it in Psalm
119. 这个答案在诗篇一百十九篇。
In the 18th verse, it gives us a principle that I think is very important when we come to study the Word of God.
在第十八节，诗篇一百十九篇第十八节有一个很重要的原则，当我们研究圣经的时候。
And David there says, Lord, open my eyes that I might behold, that I might be see wonderful things out of your law.
大卫在这里说，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
I think that we have to approach the Word of God in a sense on our knees in prayer.
你知道我们应该差不多应该在接近神的话的时候是在我们的膝盖上接近神的话。
We cannot comprehend or understand the Word of God with our own basic intelligence alone.
我们靠着我们自己聪明智慧，我们不能够完全明白神的话。
We need the help of the Spirit of God.
我们需要圣灵的帮助。
You know, in 2 Corinthians 2:13, it says that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because he can't even receive them.
在哥林多后书第二章第十三节，说 ，no, not the second.
前书，
哥林多前书
，First
Corinthians.
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第二章第十三节，说是这个
The natural man.
Yeah. 所以我说。并且我们说讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教，乃是用圣灵
十四节。
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能够知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
And so we need the help of the Spirit of God to behold the wonderful things out of God's word and make it meaningful to us.
所以我们需要圣灵的帮助，让我们能够看出神奇妙的工作，而且能够让神实在能够帮助我。
But we're all in such a big hurry in our fast food sort of psychology. You rush into McDonald's and you rush out and you come to the Word of God and you quickly read it and you run out to do your day's work and no time for prayer and waiting on the Lord.
但是我们常常的生活就跟像上那种快餐那种餐厅去吃饭似的，你从那儿赶快进去，赶快吃完就赶快跑掉。我们到神的话的时候也是这样，把圣经就这么翻一下，很快的就念过，也没有时间祷告，也没有时间等候，让神来真是光照我们。
我补充几句啊，这个我想读经有的时候感到很枯燥，就因为可能我们的时间跟情绪有问题，有影响。
Very often when we find it very dry when we are reading the Bible, it's because of time and our attitude and our condition.
很多时候我们没有把那个最好的时间留给神的，我们最累最疲乏的时间，要睡觉的时候才看圣经的。
Very often we did not give God the best time. We wait till when we're tired and sleepy.
我们先看电视，先看报纸，然后才看圣经的。
We read the newspaper, we watch television before we read the word.
到那个时候你已经很累很疲乏了，你希望神在那个时候马上跟你说话呢？那不可能的事情。
When you're tired and sleepy and you expect God to speak to you clearly, it's very impossible.
若是我们的时间跟情绪好的话，也在主的面前跟主的关系没有断绝的话，我相信我们祷告之后，然后神就不对我们说话。
If we are in the right attitude and if we make correct preparation, and then when we come to God before God, I don't think we have trouble in understanding the word of God.
对那些初信的人呢？
To those who just believe,
我想建议你们这个大概灵修方面的这个解经的书比较合适你们。
I think the devotional type of books will be more helpful to you.
假设你要买一本的话
，If you want just want one volume,
我想可以马太亨利那本书可以买的。
You may try Matthew Henry's commentary.
当然，你要更深的研究的话，很多考古啦、现代的发明啦、发现啦，很多地方它没有。不过呢，灵修方面帮助你灵命喂养灵的话，那本书是很好的。
Of course, there are other good books, you know, regarding archaeology or other more detailed explanation of the Bible. But Matthew Henry's book is very good for devotion.
再加一句，我们最近办了一个。圣经学校，我们九月份是正式开学，就是说全时间的了。
Recently, we have started a theological seminary, and it will begin in September.
Bible Institute 不是
Bible Institute.
那么我们是这个 evening school 的夜校的啊。
这是 it's evening school.
那么然后呢，这个有差不多二三十个人来参加。
There may be 20 or 30 people.
我们发现到很有功效。
Find it's very effective.
很多弟兄姊妹他们个人的灵修帮助他们很多。
Many people feel that they have been helped by this.
所以因为这个缘故，我们办了两三年，我们从来没有宣传，所以我们感到一个负担，所以我们进到这个全时间的一个训练。
Because of this, we have done this for 2 or 3 years, and that's why we're starting to and found it very effective. So that we're starting this new Bible class.
所以我刚刚从加拿大回来不久。
I just came back from Canada.
他们要我去开课，说他们担保一百个学生呢，希望我去开课，那么教他们读圣经、个人谈道。我觉得。要是有什么特别的造句话，希望你们能够参加学一点怎么样读经，那么这个对灵修是很有帮助的。
They asked me to conduct a class there. They promised 100 students. And if you really want to know, spend some time and perhaps attend one of these classes to learn how to study the Bible, how to interpret, and how to benefit from it. Do you have any recommendation for a commentary?
Well, I have. It's awfully hard to pick just one book.
很难就是选只选一本书。
But one of the books that has been very helpful to me has been Andrew Murray.
在对我有帮助的书里面，有一本是很有帮助，就是安莫德烈的书。
And the one volume that he wrote.
莫安德烈 ，sorry.
The one volume he wrote on Hebrews is the one that I enjoy almost as much as any other.
他所写的那个关于希伯来书那一本是我最欣赏的。
And his title for that book is called The Holiest of All.
那个书的题目是至圣者，至圣所。
This volume is devotional, but it is also very practical.
这是一本培灵的书，不过也是很实际的书。
And I think that it would be very helpful if you have never taken time to read it to spend some time with that book.
我想如果你从来没有念过这本书，你花一点时间念它，可能对你有很有帮助。我也加一句，我们在外面这个书摊上面，有一本书是很有用的，比较稍微贵一点，我想大概是4块钱是吧？那个新的圣书注释是吧？这是14块钱，啊？圣经新释，对，圣经新释是全本的一本的 commentary， 是完全一本整个圣经的，是不是？比较稍微贵一点，不过这本书很有帮助。It's called a New Bible Commentary. It's now in Chinese translation, but the original one, I think it's edited by Davis and Davison or somebody like that. Yeah, it's a very, very good commentary. And we have the Chinese translation out here. What time are we supposed to start? 5:30. Okay, 我们还有10分钟。Okay. 这个问题说，传福音的时候是否应该避免辩论？若是必要辩论，有什么要点？The question is, when we preach the gospel, should we always avoid argumentation? If there has to be some arguments, what are some of the important points?
In Isaiah we read the Lord's invitation to come and reason together.
你记得在以赛亚书里面说，神邀请我们来和他一同理论，一同商量。
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
虽然你的罪如同血红一样，他们要白如雪。
So we have a reasonable God who is interested in approaching us on a logical basis.
所以我们的神是有理智的，他是愿意跟我们讨论。
But not if there's going to be a big fight.
这并不说我们应该要就是打架。
Logic and reasoning and discussion, yes.
逻辑跟用我们的理智来思想是对的。
And there should be a reasonable presentation for the reason of the faith that is in us.
我们应该让人知道我们心里所相信的是有什么的原因，有什么的这个思想的背景。
1 Peter 3:15 tells us that we should always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks us why we have this hope in us.
在彼得前书第三章第十五节，对，我没有找到还。
第十五节说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的言语，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各。
It doesn't say we should always fight with everybody that asks us the question.
并不说是我们每一次跟人家有问题的时候，我们就要跟他争论。
And if the person that you're witnessing to wants to argue and fight with you, it's probably better to back off very gently.
如果这个人真是要找题目跟你辩论，或者是要跟你争论的话，大概是最好你是稍微让他一下。耶稣是神的儿子，也是人的儿子。神是完美的，而人是有原罪。如此是否有矛盾之处？神迹有时候反复出现，有时候就确实不是，这否？其中标准如何 ？Actually, two questions here. First one is, Jesus is God's son, and is also son of man. But God is perfect, yet man has original sin. Isn't there some contradiction here? Why don't we take that first?
我们讲到人有原罪，是因为这个每一个人都有
生他的父亲，就是亚当的这个子孙后代了。
The reason that we all have the original sin is because we all have a father. We are all Adam's descendants.
所以呢，神就特别把这个耶稣基督呢，从这个方面把它分开出来。
So that's why God particularly separates Christ.Off from here.
所以他是从女人生的，有完全的人性在我们里面，但是没有罪性，没有原罪的。
That's why he's born of a woman. He has the fullness of man, yet he does not have the original sin. He does not have the nature of sin.
人的犯罪啊，不是因为有原罪的问题。
The reason that we sin, not because we have the original sin.
因为亚当没有原罪啊。
Because Adam did not have the original sin.
夏娃也没有原罪的。
Nor did Eve.
是他的后代才有原罪的。
It's their descendants who had the original sin.
那么假设亚当夏娃没有原罪的话，他怎么犯罪呢？
So if Adam and Eve did not have the original sin, why did they sin?
所以他们是有选择，人的意志是犯罪的基础啊。
So they have a choice, and it's the human will that is the basis for sinning.
所以你记不记得这个魔鬼来试探耶稣的时候，也是根据这个自由的意志来试探他，要叫他犯罪的。
So you remember when the devil came to tempt Christ, he's using that same principle, the same technique to tempt Christ. Do you want to add that?
I would only agree with Brother Moses that that is the reason for the virgin birth and the importance that we understand the virgin birth.
我想跟这个杨牧师同意，这个是童贞女出生，耶稣由童贞女出生的这个原因，也是这个很重要的一个原因。
So if a person says, well, I want to be a Christian, but I can't really accept that myth, that story about the virgin birth, then there's going to be some problem with their theology.
有人说我是愿意信，可是我不能接受这个童贞女出生的这件事情。假如是这样的话，可能在你这个神学的这个上面会有一些问题。
It was absolutely essential that he be born of a woman and yet without human a father.
这是一定要需要这样的，他是需要被一个童贞女所生，而没有一个。属人的父亲。Okay, 我们大概还有几分钟，所以这个是一个比较长的一个问题，我放在最后啊，因为这个可以花很长很长的时间，所以我大概只能很简单的谈一下。上帝何时创造亚当夏娃？根据科学家的研究，最早的人类可追溯到百万年前，是否亚当夏娃的时代与此接近？When did God create Adam and Eve? According to the scientists, the earliest human being could be traced back to about 1 million years. Is this about the time when God created Adam and Eve?
Well, I think that there's been some very interesting and important work done in recent years.And you should be aware of that work.
我想在最近这几年有很重要的发现，很重要的工作在这一方面。
And this message is coming out of the Creation Research Institute in San Diego.
这个是在San Diego 在加州那个中文是什么 ？San Diego。圣地亚哥那个有一个叫做创造这个研究院，创造学研究院。
And the scientists that are working there are all committed Christians who really trust and put their confidence in the Word of God.
在那个研究院里面的这些科学家都是基督徒。他们相信神，他们相信这本圣经。
At the same time, there are very famous men of science who have been accepted in the scientific community.
同时，他们也是在科学界里面 是很有名也很被接受的科学家。
And this question of origin and dating has been answered in a number of their books that, which they have recently written.
这个问题有关于这个神什么时候创造人，跟这个怎么样决定历史上的年代。
And Dr. Paul Han in Taipei has translated one of their most recent books on creation.
所以他们写了很多书关于这一方面这一些问题的解答。在台湾那个韩伟教授韩伟院长也翻译了一本这样的书。
So I could I could encourage you if you are interested in this question of evolution that you should really get some of this information from that institute.
所以如果你真是对于这个进化论这件事情上有些问题希望你我鼓励你去念一些他们的书。
I would like to answer the question very, very briefly and simply by saying that most evolutionists have based their timetable on radioactive decay and the timetable of carbon dating.
我想很简单地回答这个问题，就关于这个特别的问题。所有多数的这个科学家，当他们谈到原始人的时候，他们用的定时那个方法是用这个碳十四，那个辐射，减辐射这个辐射半衰期那个时间来定。
And the scientists in San Diego have shown.That there's been some very serious mistakes made in the mathematics of carbon-14 dating.
在圣地亚哥那些科学家们，他们发现，用这样的方法去决定年代，有一些很严重的问题。
And instead of millions of years, it drops down into thousands, and there's big difference.
所以有的人认为，实在不是几百万年。可能只是几千年。
So I'm just suggesting for you to for your own further information, the source of the materials which you can personally look up.
所以如果你真是对这个有兴趣的话，希望你能够去在这念一些这样的书。杨牧师有没有？
我对这个题目非常有兴趣，我自己差不多研究了四五年了。
I'm very interested in this question because I've studied this for 15 years.
刚才这个 Dr. West 我提议的那个组织啊，非常的好。
The Creation Institute that Dr. West mentioned is a very good organization.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够向他们买一些书籍看。
I hope that you can get some books from them.
我自己对这方面的储藏书籍大概有五六百本这一类的书，我觉得非常帮助我在传道方面很有用处。
I have about five, six hundred books in this area. It helps me very greatly in my preaching.
所以我觉得，若是你们看了之后，也许在大学里面念书的话呢，对你们的信心更坚固。
So especially those who are in college,